all march around, and then let this family, the whole this family, then let them march around and look at it, you know, and all get around then and fasten it up then. Kid on to the cemetery.
And did they bury the at the cemetery in front of the family, or did the family?
Yes, sir.
Leave?
They buried the right. No, sir. Back at the end, they would just bury them. They'd stay right there and bury them until the last covered up, and then all march away, dismiss them.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. I'd like to ask you now other things about people. How you describe them? Suppose somebody is real strong and a lot of muscles and so on. How would you describe, say, in the old days, somebody, some young man growing up like that? He's going to be mighty what?
Oh, mighty stout, you know, and all. Yes, sir. Mighty strong, strong man.
A lot of muscle. Right?
Yes, sir. All that big muscle and everything.
And if somebody is not so stout and he worked hard, at the end of the day, he would be very what?
Weak.
He'd be all, he might say to you, I worked hard today, I'm all what?
Stove up, yes sir, tired.
And if he was worse than that, he said, I'm just all what?
All nerves to give out or something, you know.
You're worn out.
Yes, it is wore out. It's in a day's work.
And if somebody had been sick, and you saw him on the streets, and he looked, he didn't look well. He's out, but he didn't look well. How would you describe him?
Well, he looks bad. Uh-huh. He looks pale and bad. He looks weak.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear anybody say peaked?
Peakish. He looked real peakish.
That means weak.
Weak. Yes, and pale, like, you know, peakish. Yes.
And a boy that's growing up too fast, and he grows, and shoots up, and he doesn't know what to do with his arms.
Right. So yes, I've seen.
How do you describe him?
Well, he just out of fashion or something like that, you know. He's just
kind of awkward.
Awkward. Yes, that's right. Sure. Yes. Sir.
And if some young girl is real full of life, you'd say, well, she's what?
Well, back then we'd call them just full of energy or too fast or something like that, you know, and all this.
And if an older person, say somebody in his 80s, still gets around, you'd say, well, he's mighty what?
Super, yes, sir, super. And, lively or super and all this.
Okay, and somebody who smiles and laughs a lot, easy to get along with, you describe him as?
Well, I tell you what, we call it friendly. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And somebody who's just the opposite, you tell him something and he just won't believe it, won't change his mind, what do you call him?
No, sir, that's a, oh, well, we call it ignorant.
You say he's just ornery, bullheaded, or?
Yes, sir. Rebellious or something, the other they call it, you know. Yes, sir, just want to have his way, you know.
Suppose you talk about some lady who gets mad awfully easy. You can hurt her feelings and she gets mad. What do you
we
say?
We call that high-tempered.
High-tempered,
yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And some man, if you just say the wrong thing to him, he's ready to fight. What do you call him?
Yes, sir, we call that high-tempered. He's just high-tempered and want to fight. He just ain't right. Yes.
Did you ever hear either of them called touches?
Touches, yes, sir, that's right.
What
over
does that
touches.
Mean?
Touches. Well, just all like that. It's just almost like that, you know. Just somebody says something,